This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
You know, one of the big things we do at Storage Switzerland are webinars. We have them all the time. And coming up on March 5th, we have a big one. And to talk to us about that webinar is George Crump, lead analyst at Storage Switzerland. Hi, George. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Charlie.
We're calling it How to Create an Enterprise-Class File Sync and Share Solution. What is all this?
Well, I think that what we're seeing in the data center today is IT professionals being hounded really by users to have the ability to, first of all, sync their information between the various devices. You know, most people have three or four different devices that they need. They would like to keep up date, maybe certainly a work desktop or laptop, a home desktop or laptop, typically a tablet or two, and certainly a smartphone. You know, I'm looking at my desk right now, Charlie, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 devices. I'm probably a little extreme, but I like to have them all in sync.
So you have Pantera that is working very hard on the sync and share solutions. We've done a number of articles on these. What will be some of the things we'll talk about in the webinar on March 5th?
What we're going to talk about is how do we make this a more enterprise class solution? And that's really going to be the focus for the IT professional. There's a lot of consumer grade solutions out there, and those things are perfectly fine. I don't care if people use them. But for business, there's some concern. So some of the key things that we're going to talk about is, number one, why IT just can't ignore the demand for file sync and share. It's very tempting to say, you know what, this is just going to be your problem, Mr. User. Go ahead and pull out the company credit card and sign up for a consumer account. That's a very risky position. You put the organization and potentially you personally at a lot of risk.
Is that because Dropbox and some of the other services like Hightail may not have the best security?
Well, part of it is security. One of the other things we'll talk about is that passwords just aren't enough security, right? You need some sort of multi-phase or multi-level type of authentication. There's also an SLA issue as well. So making sure that the person on the other end that's storing all your data has some sort of responsibility to make sure that data is available. If you read the commitments of these different vendors that on the consumer side, these SLAs or service level agreements are generally pretty low bar. They don't really have to commit to much. And so in an enterprise, that's just not going to work, and you need to be working with somebody that's going to stand up and give you enterprise class availability.
George, with Dropbox, Hightail, and a lot of the consumer brand sync and share programs, it becomes sort of a pain because everyone has their own accounts and the folders are owned by people. It gets to be a mess. For the IT professional, does this program by Pantera, does this help make things easier?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just developing an enterprise class approach to this, something that's managed by the IT staff or team, is going to help a lot. It's not only going to help users because there'll be a common method to deploy and to share and all that sort of capability, but there will also be common administrative controls. For example, if you're using one of these consumer solutions and one of your employees leaves a company for either willingly or not, how do you make sure that your company data doesn't go with them, right? And so this makes sure that those things are addressed.
Now, one thing in the webinar that you will talk about, I guess, that is very important is how to implement a file sync and share solution step by step. So this will be a very detailed webinar, won't it?
Yeah, it will be. One of the challenges that we see a lot right now with file sync and share, it's common, I think, in our industry, is that a phrase gets kind of buzzy, and so you see a lot of high-level topics about it. But what if you're one of those IT professionals that, you know, halfway through the webinar or even maybe before the webinar starts, you say, okay, I get it. Where do I get started? What do I do? How do I implement this thing? So we're going to talk about specifically what hardware you need to get, what software you need to get, what do you need to deploy on the laptops, how do you set up policies, how do you manage it? What do you do when a laptop is stolen or a user leaves a company? All those specific details that are generally left out of a lot of conversations. We're going to talk as much as a webinar will allow. We're going to talk about how to take care of all these things in a sort of a step-by-step approach.
Wednesday, March 5th is the date. 12 noon is the time, Central. Get to storageswiss.com, sign up for the webinar. And, George, those who sign up now get a whole lot of added material to help them with the webinar, don't they?
Anybody that pre-registers gets a copy of my colleague's report, Colm Keegan. He did a report entitled Designing an Enterprise Class File Sync and Share Solution. That's available exclusive to the people that pre-register for the webinar. We don't have it available in any other form. So you sign up for the webinar, we'll send you an email with a PDF of that report soon after you register.
So let's go to storageswiss.com and sign up for the webinar. I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for being part of today's podcast.
For more, go to storageswiss.com.